السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. رب زدني علما، اللهم فقهنا في الدين، آمين يا رب العالمين. السلام عليكم and thank you for joining us today for Rahma's English course. Alhamdulillah, it is so good to see you all here. Inshallah, I hope that all of you are doing well and that you all have had a wonderful week. So today, inshallah, we are going to continue where we left off from our previous lesson, inshallah, from Surah An-Nisa, ayah number 118 to ayah number 123. And we're just going to start first with the recitation of these verses. If you all would like to open up your Qur'ans and follow along as we recite.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم لعنه الله وقال لأتخذن من عبادك نصيبا مفروضا ولأضلنهم ولأمنينهم ولآمرنهم فليبتكن آذان الأنعام ولآمرنهم فليغيرن خلق الله ومن يتخذ الشيطان وليا من دون الله فقد خسر خسرانا مبينا يعدهم ويمنيهم وما يعدهم الشيطان إلا غرورا أولئك مأواهم جهنم ولا يجدون عنها محيصا والذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات سندخلهم جنات تجري من تحتها الأنهار خالدين فيها أبدا وعد الله حقا ومن أصدق من الله قيلا ليس بأمانيكم ولا أماني أهل الكتاب من يعمل سوءا يجز به ولا يجد له من دون الله وليا ولا نصيرا.
Inshallah, that is our lesson starting from ayah number 118 to ayah number 123. And inshallah, for the theory part of our class, we are continuing the topic from last week, which was the rules of lam sakin. So in the last class, we covered that there are two rules when it comes to lam sakin. There is lam qamariya and lam shamsiya, and this was specifically for lam ta'rif. So this is whenever we have l in front of the word meaning the in English. So if you want to make a proper noun, you're going to put alif lam in front of a word. This is known as lam ta'rif. Ta'rif meaning to know. So anytime you have l or you have the in front of a word, or now this is a proper word, then we are going to have either one of two cases. So we have lam qamariya or we have lam shamsiya. So the first rule that we covered in the last class was lam qamariya. So it is lam ta'rif that is followed by any of the letters that have huruf qamariya. And these letters are ibghi hajjaka wa khaf aqimahu. So alif ba ghain ha jim kaf waw kha fa ain qaf ya mim ha. So anytime you have any of these letters, and before that is alif lam, then the lam is going to be read clearly with idhar. And this rule is known as idhar qamariya. So for example, if we have alif lam followed by the letter hamza, huwal awwalu. Now you hear that lam is very clear. I'm not going to drop it. Al-bari'u with the letter ba. Al-ghaniyu with the letter ghain. Al-hamidu with the letter ha. Al-Jabbar with Jim, Al-Kareem with Kaf, الوكيل with واو, الخبير with خاء, الفتاح with فاح, العزيز with عين, القادر with قاف, اليميني يا, المؤمن ميم, الهدى with حاء. So you hear in all of these cases, I basically just read this mnemonic, أبغي حجك وخلف عقيمه. So I read all of these letters with alif lam, and I showed you that the alif lam is read clearly, and then you're not going to drop it, you're not going to merge it, instead you're going to read it with idhar, and this is known as idhar qamariya. Now, the opposite rule to this is lam shamsiyya. So it is lam ta'rif that is followed by any of the letters from the group called huruf al-shamsiyya. Okay? And this includes all of the letters other than the moon letter. So if you take out abghi hajjaka wa khaf aqimahu, you take out all of these letters, whatever is left is going to be lam shamsiyya. And all of these letters have a makhraj that is close to the makhraj of lam. And lam, as we learned, is from the tip of the tongue. So if we have any letters that are close to this makhraj, we're going to make our lives easier by making that lam sakin completely silent. And you're going to notice, we're going to do an exercise and we'll say it both with and without dropping the lam. And you're going to see which one is easier to read. And this rule is known as idgham shamsiyya because the lam sakin is made completely silent. And thus you are merging it together, similar to when we did the lam sakin of nun sakin rules. So the letters for lam shamsiyya are ta, tha, sad, ra, ta, dad, tha, nun, dal, sin, va, za, shin, and lam. So these are the letters of lam shamsiyya. Again, it is everything else that is not lam qamariya. So if you take out all the qamariya letters, whatever is left is lam shamsiyya. Now we're going to look at the first example, which is the letter ta, at-tayyibat. So now here, if you listen, the word is actually al-tayyibat. When you look at the Quran, it's actually written al-tayyibat with a lam. But now you can hear that it's a little bit difficult to read. Al-tayyibat. So you can hear it's a little bit hard. It's easier to say al-tayyibat than it is to say al-tayyibat. Why? Because the makhraj is so close to each other that it's hard to quickly switch from the lam sakin to the next letter. So because these makhraj are very close to the makhraj of the letter lam, you are allowed to drop that lam. And this is going to be idgham shamsiyya. These letters are shamsiyya. And you're not going to read that lam at all. Instead, you are going to go straight from hamzatul wasl until the next letter with a sukun. And let's look at these examples. At-tayyibat with the letter ta. Al-thawab with the letter tha. Al-sabirin with the letter sad. Al-rahman with the letter ra. التائبون with تاء الضعفاء with ضاد الذكرى with ذال النعيم نون الدعاء دال السكينة with سين الظهيرة with ظا الزاهدون with زا الشاهدون with شين اللطيف with لا. So you can hear in all of these cases we are dropping the lam and we are reading them with idgham shamsiyya, meaning that we're going to go ahead and move straight on to the next letter. So this is the two rules that inshallah we're going to have to memorize, lam qamariya and lam shamsiyya. As I mentioned the first time we started this topic, a lot of people have already memorized this without knowing. So you're going to see that when they recite the Quran, they are using all of the proper rules. They say the lam clearly when it has to be clear, and they say it with idgham whenever it has to be with idgham, even though they've never heard the terms qamariya or shamsiyya. So this is the case if you have learned Quran with a sheikh, or if you have learned by listening, you pick this up automatically. And you've never actually taught yourself what these letters are, but you still read it properly. So as long as you are reading it properly, you don't have to memorize the letters. So this is what happened with me, is because I memorized or read with a sheikh, I automatically knew these letters and I learned this rule later on in my life. So this is the case for a lot of people. For a lot of people, they haven't even memorized the mnemonic. They don't know what letters exactly, if you think about it, which ones are shamsiyya or qamariya. But if you give them the Quran, they read it properly and they read it with no mistakes. So that is the main important part of tajweed. So even if it seems like, you know, this is a lot of letters and you don't know how to memorize all of these letters, you don't know which one is Qamariya, which one is Shamsiya, as long as you are reading them properly, then inshallah there's no problem. So one other thing before we end on this topic, we have also the rules for other types of lam sakin. So this specifically, Shamsiyah and Qamariyah, is referring to lam ta'arif. So this is alif lam in the beginning of any word that you want to make proper. Now, if we have any other type of lam sakin without hamzatul wasl before, it is always going to be read with ibhar. So for example, if we have thummal yaqudu, so lam has sukun, fal yaktub, read lam clearly, wal yatalattaf, lam is read clearly, hal yanzurun, bal millata, kul falima, yatawakkal al mulk, Malja'a. So in all of these cases, you're going to see that there is that lam sakin. It is found in the middle of the word, it's found in the end of the word. In either case, it is always going to be read with idhar, and it's always going to be read clearly. The only time the lam sakin is not going to be read with idhar is when it's read with idgham. And this is going to be if the letter lam with sakin is followed by lam or ra with a shadda. So this is the rule of lam sakin that we need to remember. If it's followed by lam or ra with the shadda, it is always read with idgham. So for example, if we have the word bal la'anahum, so here bal is lam sakin, la'anahum is lam with a shadda. So we are going to merge these together. I'm not going to say bal la'anahum. Now here I'm not giving it adhar. I'm going to say bal la'anahum. I'm dropping that first lam. I'm merging it with the second lam with shadda. Bal la'anahum. Also in the example, hal lakum. Here, hal lakum. I'm not stopping. I'm not giving it adhar. Hal lakum. I am merging them together. Hal lakum. And it's way easier to read as well. Also, if we have the word ra with a shadda, bal rafa'ahu, lam is not read with idhar here. I don't say bal rafa'ahu. Instead, I merge these together with idgham. Bar rafa'ahu, bar rafa'ahu. So now you can hear I've dropped that lam, I've merged it with the ra. And then if we have the example, kul rabbi, again, I'm not saying kul rabbi, I say kur rabbi, because I'm merging them together. So this is the only case of lam sakin when it is read with idgham. Any other case of lam sakin, it's read with idhar. Any case of alif lam, it is read either shamsiyah or qamariyah, dependent on which letter it's for. So inshallah, that was the topic of lam sakin. In the next class, we will move on to the next topic. Inshallah, now let's go on to the analysis of our verses, starting from ayah number 118. La'anahu Allah. So here the name of Allah is going to be heavy. وَقَالَ لَأَتَّخِذَنَّ مِنْ عِبَادِكَ نَصِيبًا مَفْرُوضًا. Min, this is idhar. عِبَادِكَ, عين, is going to be from the middle of the throat. نَصِيبًا, صَاد, is heavy. نَصِيبًا ma, this is going to be idgham with ghunna. Mafruḍa, ra is going to be heavy, and dad in this case is heavy, and then we end here on a two count mad al iwad. Wala udillannahum, dad is going to be heavy. Wala umanniyannahum, wala amurannahum. So in all of these cases, make sure that anytime you have noon or meem with a shadda, you are giving it some extra ghunna. So we're going to spend a little bit of time on all of these letters with ghunna. Wala udillannahum, noon shadda, you're going to spend a little bit of time. Wala umanniyannahum, noon with shadda, again spend a little time. Wala amurannahum, again spend a little bit of time. So if you have noon with a shadda, we do give it additional ghunnah. And here wala amurannahum, ra is going to be heavy. Fala yubattikunna, again noon with shadda, give it a little bit of extra time. Adhanal an'am. And then here wala amurannahum, again noon with shadda, give it some ghunnah. Fala yughayyirunna, noon with shadda, give it some ghunna. Ghain is going to be heavy. Ra in this case is heavy. Khalqallah, kha is heavy. Qaf is heavy. Name of Allah here is heavy. وَمَنْ يَتَّخِذِ الشَّيْطَانِ, ta is going to be heavy. وَلِيَّا مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ, name of Allah here is going to be light. فَقَدْ خَسِرَ, dal is going to have qalqala, it's going to have a little bit of that bounce. Qaf is going to be heavy. Kha is heavy. Ra in khasira, ra is heavy. خسرانا, ha again heavy, ra again is heavy. خسرانا مبينا. And then we end here on a two count. مد العوض. يعيدهم ويمنيهم. عين is going to be from the middle of the throat. وما يعيدهم الشيطان. عين again is going to be from the throat. الشيطان. طا is going to be heavy. إلا غرورا. عين is heavy. را in this case is heavy. And the second را is heavy as well. And this is going to be a two count مد العوض. أولئك. This is a four count مد. مأواهم. Hamza here is going to have شدة and جهر. Make sure that you are stopping abruptly here in the throat. مأواهم. And give it a little bit of that jerk with نبل. جهنم. ولا يجدون عنها محيصا. عين is going to be from the throat. محيصا. حاء is going to be from the throat. صاد is going to be heavy. والذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات. صاد is going to be heavy. سندخلهم. دال is going to have قلقلة. خاء is going to be heavy. جنات تجري. جيم is going to have قلقلة. راء here is light. من تحتها. حاء is going to be from the middle of the throat. الأنهار. راء is heavy. خالدين فيها. This is a four count مد. أبدا. دال is going to have a two count مد العوض if you stop here. وعد الله. عين is going to be from the middle of the throat. Name of Allah here is going to be heavy. حقا. عين again is going to be heavy. And then also we end here on a مد العوض two count مد. وَمَنْ أَصْلَكُ. صَاد is going to be heavy. قَاف is heavy. مِنَ اللَّهِ. Name of Allah here is heavy. قِيلَ. قَاف is heavy. And then we end here on a two count مد العوض. لَيْسَ بِأَمَانِيِّكُمْ. So here we have ya with a shadda. We're going to make sure that we give it a little bit of nabl. Make sure that you are engaging the roof of the mouth. Just a little bit. We don't want to engage too much and turn it into a jim. بِأَمَانِيِّكُمْ. So give it a little bit of pressure. If you give too much pressure, it will sound like a jim. بِأَمَانِيِّكُمْ. Now it's starting to sound like a jim. So we don't want to give it too much pressure, just a little bit to make that ya with a shadda clear. بِأَمَانِيِّكُمْ. وَلَا. This is a four count mad. أَمَانِيِّ. Again, this is going to be ya with a shadda. Again, we are not reading it as a jim. أَمَانِيِّ. Now, this is too much of that pressure on the roof of the mouth. Give it a little bit less, but make sure you are reading it. أَمَانِيِّ أَهْلِ الْكِتَابِ. Ha is going to be from the lower throat towards the chest. And then here, ba, because we are stopping here, it's going to be with a sukun. It's going to have qalqala. مَنْ يَعْمَلْ. عَيْن is going to be with tawassut from the middle of the throat. سُوءًا. This is going to be a four-count med. سُوءًا يُجَزَى. This is idgham with غُنَّة. يُجَزَى. Jim is going to have qalqala, so it has a little bit of that bounce. بِهِ. وَلَا يَجِدْ. Dal here is going to have qalqala. لَهُ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ. Name of Allah is going to be light. وَلِيَّمْ وَلَا. This is going to be إِدْغَامْ وَثْغُنَّا. نَصِيرَ. صَاد is going to be heavy. And then رَاء here is going to be heavy. And then we end here on a two count. مَدَّ الْعِوَدْ. So inshallah, that is our lesson for today. Ayah number 18 to ayah number 123. Just really quickly before we end, I want to do a quick review of the lam sakin rules before we move on to the next topic in the next class. So this is specifically for lam ta'rif. So for alif lam, this is going to signify that this is a proper noun. So for proper noun, we have either lam qamariya or lam shamsiya. These are the two rules. For lam qamariya, if we have alif lam followed by any of these letters, ibghi hajjaka wa khaf aqimahu, then we are going to read the lam with lam qamariya. It is going to be read with idhar, and it is going to be read clearly. And this is known as the rule of idhar qamariya. So for example, if we have any of these letters of ibghi hajjaka wa khaf aqimahu, I'm going to read them very clearly, and the lam is going to have a sukun on top. Like huwal awwal, alif here, al-bari'u ba, wa rabbuka al-ghaniyu ghain, al-hamid, al-jabbar, al-kareem, al-wakil, al-khabir, al-fattah, العزيز القادر اليمين المؤمن الهدى. So all of these cases, you can hear that lam is read very clearly. It has idhar qamariya, and that is because the letters are ibghi hajjaka wa khaf aqimahu, which are the letters of lam qamariya. So you're going to read it very clearly, and you're going to say the lam with the wasut. Now we have lam shamsiya. The lam shamsiya are going to be alif lam followed by any of huruf shamsiya letters. And this is going to be any of the letters that are not included within lam qamariya. So ibghi hajjaka wa khaf aqimahu, you take those out. Whatever is left is going to be huruf shamsiya. And when you have huruf shamsiya, The lam sakin is made completely silent, and thus the rule is called idgham shamsiyya. So you're not going to read that lam at all. You're going to completely drop it. You are also going to notice an easy way to kind of tell these apart in the Quran. If the letter is lam qamariya, if the lam is lam qamariya, it's going to have a sukun on top. And as we learn, whenever you see a visible sign of sukun, you are supposed to read that letter. So for lam qamariya, you will see that there is a sukun on the lam. For lam shamsiya, there is going to be nothing on the lam. And in most cases, we learn that if there is nothing on a letter, we're not going to read it. So this is also an easy way to remember if a letter is shamsiya or qamariya. If you see that it has a sukun on top, it is qamariya. If it does not have a sukun, it is shamsiya. And the letters for shamsiya, like at-tayyibat, at-thawab, al-sabirin, you can notice that you are completely dropping the lam. And because I don't see a lam sakin, this is also an easy indication for me to know if I am supposed to do shamsiya or qamariya lam on that letter. For any other types of lam, it is always going to be read clearly, except if it's lam and ra. So if you have a lam sakin followed by lam or ra with the shadda, it is always read with idgham. بَلَّعَنَهُمْ قُلْ رَبِّي حَلَّكُمْ بَلْرَفَعَهُ. So in all of these cases, if it's lam and ra shadda, then you read it with idgham. Otherwise, it is always going to be read clearly. So inshallah, that was our topic for the rules of lam sakin. Inshallah, we'll end here and move on to the tafsir portion of our class. Jazakallahu khairan kathiran, everyone. Inshallah, I will see you all next week. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa ant, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.